everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Nemer. Today we are watching the 15th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, Stroke of Fate, which first aired on November 3rd, 2012, written by Amit Bhaumik, based on stories by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Nobuhiro Suzumura and Akihiro Noguchi, who also directed the last episode, so that's handy. As you recall, it looked like Serrator was about to fulfill his master plan. And it's all up to Decker to see if he's going to proceed with it or if he will go against it. So we're going to jump right into this in 3, 2, 1, go. Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
Mia! Emily! Are you okay?
I think so.
Kevin!
Wow, no... Recap? Really?
Decker.
Wait, he's not contemplating, like, taking him out, is he?
This is my chance to stop him.
No, he wouldn't do that. But he's just gonna leave him there? Okay. Shouldn't they, like, take him somewhere so that he can't do what Serrator is wanting him to do?
River is erupting through all 6 locations.
And it gets worse. Look. All along this line, the barrier between our world and the Netherworld is growing weaker.
Isn't there anything?
Well, duh, the Sanzu River's coming through.
The only way to stop this is to stop Decker.
I'm sorry, guys.
What for?
Earlier today, I had a chance to take out Decker, but I, let him go.
What do you mean?
After the blast, he was laying there defenseless, but I couldn't bring myself to attack him.
Wow.
I know, I blew it.
No, samurai never attack defenseless opponents.
But still.
Yeah, see, you're all
right. I made the right choice. Even I know that. Your decision is what separates.
Yeah, and Mike's dumb.
But I still should have done something.
Could have hit him with some symbol power or something, I guess.
The one to crack open the world must be someone who
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that Decker would stand in the middle of that river or whatever to do that instead of, like, on the side. Oh! Back to the honeymoon cottage.
Strange to find you here. Do you recognize this place?
I don't know why I came here.
You must be feeling something.
I feel nothing. Nothing at all.
If only you could remember.
Shouldn't she be... Well, I guess he's... Master Xandred isn't there to play the music for at the moment anyway. Never mind.
Going somewhere?
No, but shouldn't you be? Shouldn't you guys be out doing something?
Oh, Mike.
The Light Sword?
What's that doing here? Dear guys, I'm sorry for letting you down. I now know what I have to do.
They actually wrote a note for that.
You don't think he...
I wonder if they actually got the Antonio's actor to do it.
Went after Decker himself? We've got to find him.
Might want to grab the Zord.
From this reading, I think it's the Raider.
Let's go. This may be our last chance to stop this.
I think Antonio went after Decker alone.
Oh no.
Kevin, take Mike and go find him. Me, Emily, and I will take on Serrator.
Got it.
Spike! This is our chance to be true samurai.
You don't have any swords? How are you? What else are you going to do? Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. Yeah, please keep... Ooh! Holy moly.
Spike. It's two in time.
Ha! He did the morphin call from MNPR. Sweet.
This is the spot. The gap to the netherworld is weakest here. Once our half-human, half-Nylock friend Decker slashes this open, this world will finally give way to the netherworld. Time for Decker to come and claim his prize.
I can feel my sword or masa.
Is that a belt he's wearing or a fanny pack? Kind of looks like a fanny pack. Oh! How did he know where he was?
Well, if it isn't the fisherman.
So, are you on your way to help Serrator rip open the earth?
If you're worried about that, then why didn't you stop me when you had the chance?
Yeah, dude.
What?
He was there for awake for it.
Doesn't matter. I'm here to stop you now.
Decker, what's keeping you?
Serrator.
Rangers.
Hand over the sword.
Forge this sword to be wielded by the likes of you.
Did they have Maya run all the way across during that explosion? That was weird. They're doing good work with the sound effects on this.
I didn't think so.
I'm begging you, please, just forget about your sword and walk away. I know you want to lift your curse, but if you do what Serrator asks, millions of people will suffer a horrible fate.
I knew it. You're no samurai. You don't have the guts to stop me.
Oh, they found him. Sweet. Wait a minute, that means he wasn't unarmed.
You're not worthy opponents.
The heck kind of move was that?
Like you on the team to remind us what we really stand for.
Let's go stop him once and for all.
Yeah, because he has a sword now, so he's armed. Their mouths have got to be hurting. All that gum just turned into pink?
Super Samurai mode. Bazooka blast.
Ouch. Pokey. Yeah, but in slow motion, does this count?
I knew you'd come. Here, take your sword, Uramasa.
Don't do it!
Stop meddling!
That's the second time he's done that. I gotta laugh, it's kind of funny. Wait, the rest of the stuff hasn't hit? It hasn't gotten there yet? Oh, that was Sentai footage you could barely see, but that really wasn't Cole. Decker. Isn't he holding it the wrong way? Oh! Oh, he slashed him. Oh, they looked like they showed blood, too. Interesting.
And so it ends here.
Really? That's all it took? Oh, and they can't tell. Still there. Oh, heavens. Somehow they both ended up in the same spot. Okay. That's gotta stink too, man. You think it'll work? Oh, it actually went through? Wow. Well, that's just round one, though, guys. I'm guessing we're not going to see the regular... Mega... Oh. Okay. Oh, all of them. Was that a reuse of footage just swapped? I don't know. Focus, guys, focus! Why are you shouting like that, Antonio? Meanwhile, I guess nothing has happened in the other battle. He can teleport? That's cheating. No, he looks about the same. I like how they have a little shelf for the, ew, soccer ball, huh? Anyway, I like how they have the little, shelf for the light sword. Where's the theme music? Wow, it got bigger. Seriously? Dang. Wow.
one Zord up our sleeve.
Of course.
Shark Zord combination.
Your defense looks awfully fishy.
There's the theme. So this is going to work. Okay.
Ultimate Samurai Slash.
I don't know about you guys. I actually forgot about the Shark Zord. Yay! Serrator's gone. He was annoying. I believe this is the last appearance of the Shark Zord.
Decker? I saw what you did back there. So have you finally turned your back on the Nylock once and for all?
We were never after the same thing. I will end my curse on my own terms. Not at the cost of this world. I'm nothing like you, Nylock. Then again, I have this strange feeling our fates are intertwined somehow.
Oh, Decker.
If only you knew the truth. Does that mean there's another fight between Decker and Jaden coming up? That is a cool shot with the sunset or sunrise. Probably sunset. That's really cool looking. Now it looks fake, though.
The choice he made.
You made a choice, too. You stood up for what's right.
And unlike the Nylock, we will never betray each other.
Rangers together!
Samurai forever.
Oh... That makes me think that that's setting up something. I can't imagine what. We've only got like five episodes after this? Well, of the actual season. There's still the two holiday episodes. I don't know about you guys, but I thought that was pretty good. I think it kind of lived up to the sequel-itis that has plagued Power Rangers at times. Where the first episode seems awesome and then they just can't live up on the second episode. I thought that was pretty good. Decker making the decision he did, and it makes sense. And maybe he also thought that by destroying Serrator, it would also lift his curse. It works with most monsters, but it didn't happen this time, so that's going to be interesting. I wonder how he'll break that one. I wonder if that's more connected to... No, because Serrator created it. I wonder how that's going to be resolved. I look forward to seeing that. In any event, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching the 16th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai. Fight fire with fire. And until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Let's